This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. The dial set correctly to USA Prepares. I'm so glad you're in class today. Today is a fun broadcast. It's always fun to be on the air with my dear friend Joey in Michigan. And I just wanted to say that Joey and I did not grow up together, and Joey found me. I didn't find him. He found me. He befriended me. He extended the offer of friendship first, and I'm so glad he did, because we think so much alike, and we talk often. We share ideas, concepts, what we think's going to happen, what we're going to do about it, things like that, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome, Joey.
Morning. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Joe. Yesterday, we mentioned on the air that the Iranians shot down a U.S. drone, $180 million drone, and it caused some tensions, and Kyle called in and thought that gasoline prices would spike. And within seconds, the market responded, and crude prices went up 6% within seconds. When I was in school, I learned about something called random walk, W-A-L-K. You know, everything's bumping along just fine until something happens, and then things change quickly, dramatically. Now, everything was fine until John Hinckley took out a gun and shot President Ronald Reagan. You know, everything was fine. You know, even seconds before that happened. But after that happened, things changed dramatically. So yesterday, our drone was shot down. There was a change. This morning, at 4 a.m., there was a fire. Actually, there was an explosion. And workers at this location thought a nuclear bomb went off. What was it? Well, it was just outside of Philadelphia. It was the East Coast's largest oil refinery. They process 335,000 barrels of oil a day. Gasoline, diesel, this is unbranded gasoline, the kind you'd get at one of those stop and rob places or an independent gas station. And diesel, propane. And this plant is a 150-year-old plant. Boom. Now, the question is, this explosion was so big that it was heard 60 miles away in New Jersey, in southern New Jersey. They process butane, you know, for those butane lighters and other applications for butane. This is a big deal. You could see the sky ablaze for miles and miles and miles. Right outside of Philadelphia. I mean right outside of the city of Philadelphia. That's one of those random walk events. Now the question is, it appears that no one was seriously hurt. I find that hard to believe. With the size of this explosion. However, we haven't built a refinery in decades in the United States. This one is 150 years old. And if you see pictures of it, you'll see that, boy, it's kind of rusted. Was it maintained? It looks like it was poorly maintained. Was it an act of sabotage? I'm not going to speculate at this point. But here's the thing for how does it affect us? Well, you can be certain that prices are going to go up. And they already have. They've gone up 5% already. And this happened at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, 5 hours ago. So I just wanted to mention that your life can change at a moment's notice, at a second's notice. And Joe, you asked me a very interesting question last night. We were chatting on the phone, as sometimes we do, you know, throughout the week. And you asked me, so Vin, what would you miss? What would you miss if all things changed? Oh, let's say we're talking about a grid down situation. What would you miss? What would you miss if everything just came to an abrupt halt? What would you miss? And that's a really interesting question. And I've got a couple comments on about that, but it's your turn, Joey. What would you like to share about what I just said?
Well, I have to be rude when I hear stuff like that, because any other time in my life, I would think the obvious, but seeing we've been lied to repetitively by our so-called masters, I have to really wonder who shot the drone down and who popped the refinery. Was it accidental? Was it intentional? I have to ask those questions because that's the first thought that comes to my mind when I hear that. Because, you know, it's interesting, a 150-year-old refinery, and it's still functional. Yet you and I can buy auto parts that last a year. Oh, my gosh, those parts that were built to build the refinery were built in this country, not in the cesspool called China, who's got built-in obsolescence, who's intentionally, they have to be intentionally weakening our, what do you want to call it, our complete inner structure. Everything that we use comes from China, just about. You know, tires, everything. So when you say that, and it was funny when you said why we don't have a refinery. I read an article a few years ago. It takes 10 years to go through the EPA just to make an application to build a refinery. 10 years. And the legal paper alone, when it's all said and done, they can build a refinery outside of the country in 1 year for what the 10 years of litigation costs to create a refinery. Now, not that I'm overly, not really that smart, but I have a little bit of common sense. Whether you're polluting in the United States or you're polluting in, just say wherever. We'll use Mexico to be a great example. What is the difference? Except for here, theoretically, we have a lot more control over the type of toxins we emit. And I don't really think Mexico or especially China or India would even consider using the standards that we are using. I mean, and yet, wow, let's let them build there. Let's let them build more. Let's keep polluting China and let's cripple this country. I mean, when I say it that way, what does the picture look like in your mind when I say that? I mean, does that make sense to you, Ben?
Of course it does, Joe. You know, when I think of China, I think of this massive cloud of pollution that they've created that it's just, you know, oh, a half a day or a day or 2 days away from hitting us. It just circles the globe. And you're absolutely right. We think that it's okay for them to pollute the air, but we won't do it here. But we breathe the same air that they do. You're absolutely right.
You know,
this explosion was a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be, the ripples are going to be affected. I'm sure we're going to feel for the next 10 years. But, you know, you talk about China. I read another article about China. As long as it took for us to become an industrial nation, like from 1900 to whatever it was, the amount of pollution we created in, say, 80 years, China was able to create in less than 10. And nobody found that to be a fault. They used to have pictures of satellite maps over China with a plume. You know, like if you see a plume over L.A. with the smog, L.A. in proportion to China, the plume is equal. So L.A. is however big it is, 40 square miles. China's a little bit bigger than LA, I think, just a little bit. And the plume is just in perspective equal to. And yet all these parasitical garbage, Al Gore types, that want to save everything, nobody was concerned that that pollution is there, but they're concerned about anything here. Hey, you ate too many beans today, and you're going to emit a CO2 gas that's going to create a problem. And the problem isn't anything we've done here. The only problem we have in this country, as far as I'm concerned, is the type of garbage that is allowed to be elected in this great, great, incredible place we call home that our grandparents, our parents, and hopefully our future can still call home. Yet it's being whittled away step by step, minute by minute. And nobody cares because, hey, we got I'm a very busy man and I'm very important and I got a lot of things to do. I got to go to a softball game and I got to go to Little Debbie's cheerleading practice and basketball practice, and we better not teach them kids how to grow a garden because you don't want to know where food comes from. Gosh, food comes from the grocery store. Everybody knows that, right?
Yep, that's what we do. We know that, and water comes from the faucet. And when you flush the toilet, it you don't have to worry about it. It just disappears. Right. You know, you mentioned something very interesting. You talked about the Chinese intentional. I believe you used the word intentional obsolescence, and I believe that's correct.
It has to be.
And the Japanese, too. I was working on a Lexus. And I looked at, I was under this Lexus, and it's a 2000 model Lexus. And you'd never see this unless you get underneath one. So we put it up on the lift. And I was telling our son about this. This Lexus has a plastic bumper that starts at the edge of the driver's front wheel. It wraps around the front and goes to the passenger front wheel. In the back, there's the same thing, starting at the back edge of the wheel well. The bumper wraps around from the driver's side across the back to the passenger side. So wheel well to wheel well is bumper. It's plastic. Behind the side of the bumper, on the side of the car, there's nothing. There's a couple inches of airspace. Nothing other than this thin piece of plastic. You know, the thickness of a ballpoint pen barrel. I'm not talking about the whole barrel. I'm talking about the plastic that is used in a plastic ballpoint pen. You know, maybe an eighth of an inch thick at the most. Behind that, the crash area. So if you were to ram into someone or someone were to ram into you, there is about 2 inches of styrofoam. I'm not kidding, 2 inches of styrofoam. And then there's some metal. If you hit somebody in the front, if you run into somebody, you're going to take out, oh, the bumper, the grill, the radiator, the air conditioning system. That's the first to go. Possibly on some cars, you take out the power steering system. It's amazing how flimsy these vehicles are. And if you look at the suspension, the rear suspension of a Lexus. Now, I'm talking about an Asian Mercedes, a Lexus, right? If you look at the suspension and you drive in salt water, you will see that the suspension is rusting and rotting away when it never should be, in locations it never should be. Talk a little bit more about this intentional obsolescence when we come back. You won't believe it.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part, you're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So just for my amusement, I decided to look up what an axle half replacement on this Lexus would cost. And we're replacing both left and right front axles on this Lexus. So these cost $494 a piece. So $1,000 to, I'm sorry, $660 a piece to replace the axle halves. And why do they have to be replaced? Did they go bad? No, no. What happened was they had these rubber boots to keep the water and dust and grit out of these constant velocity joints. There's two on each axle half, so there's four rubber boots. So one failed on each side of the car. So both axles have to be replaced because of premature wear from sand and so forth getting into the bearing surfaces, if you will. A $6 part, the rubber part, failed. It didn't have to fail. It doesn't fail on Mercedes. They last fine. Now, these Asian ones, they fail, and then you have to replace the axle shaft. And the reason it's so expensive is one of the axle shafts goes through a motor mount. So you have to jack up the engine to take out the motor mount to then press out the axle shaft out of the motor mount. Am I kidding? No. Now, is the average guy going to be able to do that? Sure, if you have a lift. If you don't have a lift, it's darn near impossible to do this job. It's miserable to do this job. And To make it more fun, Toyota does not rust protect the bearing, the center bearing, and the axle shaft that you have to press out. So it's rusted in place. So then you have to get a torch to heat up the bearing carrier in order to press the bearing out that's attached to the axle. It's miserable. And none of it had to happen. None of it. Because the axle shafts would last just fine if they put a better quality rubber in the manufacturing of these dust boots on the axles. It's as simple as that. I looked at a Toyota Tundra yesterday. I couldn't believe it. 2013 Toyota shows up here, and this guy's really proud of it. I looked at the bed. I'm thinking, boy, this bed's pretty short. It's a foot shorter than a Chevrolet, Ford, or Dodge short bed. So you look in the cab of this Toyota, and you go, wow, this is big. Yeah, because they took the space out of the bed. This is a pickup truck. Now, why would you want a pickup truck that has a small bed? Why? 6.5-foot bed's short enough. So if you have a Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup truck, and you have a short bed, it's 6.5 feet long. If you have a regular bed like I do, it's 8 feet long. So I just have three seats, three bench seats, and an 8-foot bed. That's what I want. I want a pickup truck that's a pickup truck, not a car with a 5.5-foot bed behind me. And that's what this Toyota Tundra is. To make matters worse, I was looking at the bed, and it has rust right through the bed. Joey, under normal circumstances, have you ever seen the floor of a truck bed rust through? Have you ever seen that? I've never seen that.
Yeah, mine did because it was 20 years old, and I never give it a wash.
This isn't.
This isn't
20.
I was going to tell you that the Tacoma trucks, the older ones, Toyota had to replace all the frames. Now, which American truck are you aware of? American pickup truck has ever had to have the frames recalled and replaced because they rot out from under the vehicle. And this is it's not a mini truck, but it's not the Tundra, the big one. It's the in-between one. And I just seen a guy, he lived in Colorado, bought the truck there. And I says, wow, this is pretty clean. He goes, yeah, but I just missed having the frame replacement done because it was only a limited time. But take a truck called Mitsubishi Fuso. So the Fuso is an interesting truck. It's one of those, the windshield's right in line with the cab, and you're sitting there and you look out the front. Well, the Fuso is interesting because it's one of the few of those little kind of trucks. Isuzu was embarrassed to make a four-wheel drive one for the States. They go all over the rest of the world, but not in the United States. But Fuso is. But the Fuso frames rot right out. And a replacement frame is like 3 times what it's worth to even replace. So we'll talk about this when we're over.
Yeah, hold that thought. Joey's with us. Interesting discussion class. You won't hear it anywhere else.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump confirming he did cancel a planned retaliatory strike against Iran at the last minute last night. The president tweeting this morning that military airstrikes were, quote, not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone, as the U.S. accuses Iran of doing back on Wednesday. The president saying he was told that 150 people or so would die in those U.S. strikes on three sites in Iran. Before news broke that the strikes were even considered, Republican Congressman Mark Green last night was expressing his opinion that such action should be taken.
I think the world needs to see, honestly, smoke and fire. I think Kim Jong-un needs to see smoke and fire. There's been an attack on the U.S. military, and if we don't respond, we're incentivizing future attacks.
Green spoke on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Joey's with us. Joey in Michigan. It's a treat to be broadcasting with Joey. Mustafa in Germany. You're welcome. You're on the
Hello,
air.
Vincent. I'm sorry to call you throughout the show. I was hoping to get a chance to talk to you for a minute off air. And I'm calling in regards of a previous guest you had on the show. It was a gentleman who was running a medical marijuana company in Canada. and you guys were discussing how they're planning on working on somebody to export to Germany possibly, and I would like to get in touch with somebody.
Okay, you've got the wrong guy. It must have been a different broadcast because I wasn't talking about that.
No, it was on your show. I'm pretty sure. I've been listening to you for many years. It's been a couple months, so maybe you don't remember. But,
okay. I thought you were talking a couple days ago. Okay, or a day ago. All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
No.
Why don't you leave your email contact with our engineer, and
okay.
I will contact you. How about that?
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to put you on hold, and our engineer will get your information. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Okay.
So then, let's sidetrack to the last great news bit from the last commercial about the retaliation. Trump held back from launching a strike, but some other intellectual. He's all for it, and it's about smoke and fire. So first things we should consider is whoever wants to retaliate immediately, let's do like they would do to Martha Stewart. Let's do a complete investigation. Those people, their friends and family, what stock they own, and what's their incentive to want to retaliate, other than, you know, for the good of the people, number one. Number two, when you look at this and you start to question, you know, how this all works, retaliating is one thing, running is another thing, but the amount of debt we incurred from the last experience, once we achieve the $20 trillion deficit, trillion, now we're at 22 and growing, there's no way to ever pay the debt off because now it has a perpetual motion of debt increase. So if you would want to collapse an economic system based on a paperless or paper society and you want to go to cashless society, this would be a great opportunity to collapse a monetary system, come back with a digital system, and this way it makes a lot more sense. And it's a funny thing about people. When they're hungry, they'll pretty much do whatever you ask them. You can feed them anything you want, sewage, toxic waste, pretend it's McDonald's. Oh, yeah, feed them McDonald's. It's one and the same. And you can do all of that, and they'll say thank you. But if you come at gunpoint and force them, they'll be really angry with you. So you have to look at the bigger picture, or at least I do, because I'm not that educated. I don't have a lot of pedigrees behind my name, and I just have the word simple behind me. And when you start breaking this down in the visual context, you got to question everything these wonderful people want to do for us. We go back to a foundry, 150 years old. You know, there's bridges in New York that are 100 plus years old. And yet, any time you drive on an interchange, they're constantly rebuilding bridges. How is that possible? They built old bridges going out to Key West and Saltwater. They're still standing. And then they build a new one. But, you know, are we back to the faulty material? Do we intentionally build even steel in this country? Do we do it intentionally? You have to. I'm not a metallurgist, but I know there are people that know the structure of steel. That's why even if you buy a knife, there's certain grades of steel for a knife if you want a more durable, sharp edge, you know, something that doesn't wear out. But everything coming from China, if you didn't know better, and this didn't just happen overnight. This has been how long now? 20-plus years? We've switched our manufacturing over to China so we could become a global economy, and we could do all of this. Why? Who's benefiting from this? Apparently not, especially not the American middle class, because the American middle class is about crippled and obsolete. You know, yesterday when that lady Jean called in, and she was saying how evasive it is when some troll, some rectal thermometer inserter from a medical facility would call and question how she lives, what she has in her house, what she does. You know, whose business is that of anybody? And the fact that anybody would even answer that and dignify an answer to that, that's like beyond my comprehension. But I guess if you're in line for some more of the soup or the tea, Yeah, no problem. Thank you. I'd like to have more, please. May I have some more porridge, sir? What is wrong? How is it so, you know, one of my questions was, how different is the world this year just from last year? When you look through your eyes today, it's like almost a place you don't even recognize, and that was a year ago. Whereas, as we were growing up as kids, gosh, for like 25 years, you always knew what to expect. It was this, 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 and that. The weather was this, this, and that. Now, all of a sudden, nobody questions the plumes constantly bombarded in the sky, and you can always tell with the amount of plumes how the weather's going to affect, or you're going to be affected by the weather in the up-and-coming weeks. You know, Rick Miller talking yesterday about the day-after-tomorrow scenario, I mean, nobody even knows what that means, because, what does that mean? And nobody wants to take the time. Day after tomorrow. Well, that's a movie for some of the people that didn't hear Rick talk about it 5 years ago. And they should see what happens when, and he said, when you start seeing softball-sized hail, then you know the weather end is near. Well, they've been having baseball-sized hail, so we're getting close. And, I mean, if you have even a small amount of brain matter, and I have to say it insultingly like that, because, and you know, it's not fair to the listeners, to the class, because most of the people that I believe listen to your show are way outside of the box. But for those that tip in, you know, what possibly could they be imagining? Yesterday they claimed Illinois said their whole corn crop's a failure. Well, gosh, if you think a drone strike had an effect on oil, what would you think Illinois' corn crop, grain crop, is going to have an effect on the futures market? You don't have to be too... You don't have to be an Einstein to figure this out. You just have to breathe slow, take a look, look in a picture. Don't look at numbers. Just visualize a picture. No corn. What does that mean? Does that mean what you're going to feed a chicken and a pig and a cow? That means your milk has to cost more. Your cheese has to, your steak, your burger's got to cost more. Your bacon, your sausage, your barbecued ribs, your Johnsonville little sausages, everything, your eggs, your chicken breast, your chicken in a can, your chicken wings at your football games, everything has to cost more. Because if the corn, and corn futures were up to already 7.57 or something for like 3 months out, that was before this news came out. That was like 3 weeks ago. So what do people think? Do they think, because, I mean, realistically, if you're seeing grain crops, and I've not ever been nervous about not having food, and if you look at me, you'd know that because I have extra pounds. But at the end of the day, I'm not nervous about myself. I'm nervous about the simpletons around me, the ones that, you know, they get a check in the mail and they rob Peter to pay Paul, or they get a government check and they still rob Peter to pay Paul, and they go to the fast food, and eventually you can't sell fast food for a dollar anymore, even though if you bought the same comparable food at home, it cost you $3 to eat the same thing. So how do you think this is going to play out? And the oil is one part of it. The food is another part of it. I watched that movie I told you called The Humanity Bureau with Nicholas of the Cage. And it starts out in the beginning. It says because of weather problems, there was a food shortage, which led into a financial crisis. And the government didn't know what to do, so they created a Humanity Bureau. Ah, what a great idea. And H.R. 838 is very similar if you would read the bill. And I don't know what a Humanity Bureau is based on a television, fictitious television shows. But oddly enough, the movie came out in 2017. So that means they've been planning that movie for a little bit longer, because you just don't write a movie in 6 hours. So obviously, they didn't build all these resort towns and all these, what do you want to call them, big box stores that could be remodeled into resort towns for your protection, of course, in case you're hungry and you don't know what to do. You can go to a closed Walmart and get food. And because, you know, we have seen, even with the limited amount of common sense that even you and I have been, we have seen all Big Brother has done and offered to us. I mean, as John Galt would say, get out of the way. let us do what we do, and we can do it well. But you see, when you allow the dumbest, most ignorant, subhuman intelligence that is only the only give, we're giving back to our people. They only give because what they're stealing, the money that they're receiving. I mean, you and I are giving today. We don't get paid for this. We wouldn't even consider getting paid for this. This is kind of like a service. And you know what? I don't even want to do this. I did this because you asked me to. I'm not really interested in wanting to help too many more people because, you know, at some point, you as a person, you have to stand up, take all your clothes off if it makes you feel good, and look in the mirror and say, what do I see? And you have to take responsibility for you, not some parasite in the government that doesn't even know there's a problem. You know how many people you could talk to, whether it's on whichever level of government, you know, your blue plague friends, your fire people. I don't care which part of the world they come from. They don't even know the crops aren't planted because they're not even smart enough when they drive to observe there's empty, barren fields after field after field with chatter. And even the grass won't grow because of the Roundup from last year. But whatever's coming in this rain, because there's mold, there's algae on the soil now. Have you ever seen mold and algae on soil after a rain? How's this? I say this and I sound like a madman, but this is like a movie that we're about to star in, every single one of us. And if you don't think China deliberately or our government was behind China or whoever is doing this big facade, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You know, when we were kids and your mom and dad bought a car, the car never had rust on it. Then you remember in the early 70s, 72, from about 72 to 77, the cars rotted out because they were going to save money. And then all of a sudden, nobody wanted to buy a car because it would rot out. So now the body doesn't rot out as fast, but then the drivetrain doesn't work. Or it's all electronical parts. Or it costs you two times what you paid for a car to keep the old car running with parts. Does any of that make sense to you, Vince?
Oh, it absolutely does. And it's even worse than that, Joey, because, well, when we come back, I'll tell you a short story about just what it takes to get parts that might work. Just because you go to the auto store and you buy parts and they're in a nice box doesn't mean they work. Doesn't mean they work properly. Doesn't mean they're going to continue to work. And just about all of it's from China. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, when I was selling auto parts back in the 1970s, behind the counter, there was a company called Victor. They made gaskets. There's another called Felpro. And they were both top-of-the-line gasket companies. So we're working on a Lexus. And we bought top-of-the-line Felpro gaskets. Valve cover gaskets. Made in China. Spark plugs. If you want to get spark plugs for a Volkswagen, Porsche, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, you know, German vehicle, you probably want to put Bosch spark plugs in them. Bosch spark plugs are top-of-the-line spark plugs. Used to be made in Germany. Now many of them are made in China. They say Bosch on them. Made in China. Most of the oil filters that you buy today, regardless of the brand name on the box, are now made in China. For Mercedes, BMW, the Asian cars. No kidding. And it's a new phenomenon with, just to show you how dumb we are. It used to be that when you changed the oil filter on a vehicle, I'm talking like from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, 90s, what you would do if it was a spin-on oil filter, you know, the wasteful American way where you have this can, and inside the can is an oil filter, and you just spin it on. And then when you go to change that oil filter, you just spin it off and throw it away. Rather than saving all that steel and looking at the long term, that's what the Americans do. But the Germans, what they do is most of the time, they use a cartridge filter. And they have a heavy-duty housing that's part of the engine. And you open up a a cover. You place an oil filter in there, and then when you change the oil, you remove the cartridge, and you put the new cartridge in, and you're only throwing out this paper filter, not the whole housing and the relief valve and the, all that. So now what happens with oil filters, the spin-on type? Well, let me tell you what it used to be first. So what you would do is you would spin on the oil filter, and there's a rubber gasket, and you'd spin it on slowly until it makes contact with the oil filter mount on the engine. And then you turn it three-quarters of a turn. And that was perfectly perfectly tightened so that it wouldn't leak. Well, the new oil filters, you don't do that. You can't turn them three-quarters of a turn. They're made so they only turn a half a turn. And that's when the metal case, the housing, bottoms out. And that's so the generally dumb people who change oil filters tighten them the right amount, because they're not smart enough to know what three-quarters of a turn is. I kid you not. You cannot turn a new oil filter, it's for most vehicles, more than a half a turn. It bottoms out at half a turn. So you can't make a mistake. It's ridiculous. And I don't trust it. I'd rather go by feel, the way I used to, the way I was trained. That always worked. So that's just the oil filter thing. Then you go to the axles. And so we changed an axle on an all-wheel drive Mercedes. There was a clunk. Just a clunk if you were at a stoplight and you were going to turn from that stop and the wheels were turned, it would make a slight clunk. Well, I didn't like it. So we decided to change that axle. Got a new one at AutoZone. Put it in, and it leaked. It leaked fluid out of the differential. What's going on? So we thought, well, it must be us. So we took the axle out, and it's like a two-hour job. And we replaced the axle seal, which you can only get from Mercedes. It's $50 for the seal. Put in the new seal, put in the axle, it leaked. So we think, okay, maybe the axle's bad. So we return the axle, get another one. Put it in, it leaked. Okay, get another axle seal, $50 more, put it in, it still leaks. Take it out, put the original one in, the one that came with the Mercedes truck. Doesn't leak. Now, why is that? I believe it's because when the axle shaft was machined, the part that goes against the oil seal was designed to have like a screw-type pattern to it. So it would unscrew the lubricant from the differential so it would leak out. I believe that was the problem. Or that the size of the axle that mates with the oil seal was too small. So that was two out of two from AutoZone that failed. Then we're working on another vehicle, a Lexus. And this needs a front axle. We put the driver's side in. We think it's okay. Working on the passenger side. Well, we take it out of the box, the new one, and it's dented. It's got a dent in a heavy metal piece. Okay, so we look at the box. The box isn't damaged. AutoZone is kind enough to replace it. The guy shows up with a new one in a box. We say, let's look at it. It's damaged at the same place. So it took three axles for the Lexus to get one that worked. It took two axles for the Mercedes, and none of them worked. Now we're talking five axles, and three of them might work. I'm sorry, two might work out of five. Three-fifths failure. Chinese junk. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.